Welcome once again to Landmarks for Living. This is Richard Melson, evangelist at the Needmore Road Church of Christ. This is a radio ministry where every listener is encouraged to not only read but study their Bible daily according to Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11. God is indeed concerned what you think. God is indeed concerned what you do. Today is October 12, 2025, and we are beginning the second week of the 10th month of this year, and it's rapidly moving to a close. Please check out our website at www.needmoreroadcoc.com. Past broadcasts of Landmarks for Living are archived at our website. Past issues of the Edifier newsletter are available. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We would love for you to visit with us on Sundays at 2211 Needmore Road, Bible study at 9:30 a.m., worship at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m., Wednesday at 7 p.m. Now that our summer series has ended on Wednesday nights, we are back into our regular set of Bible study classes. And in the adult class in the auditorium, we are studying Jesus Christ, the Master Teacher. Jesus Christ, the Master Teacher. I appreciate everyone who listens to Landmarks for Living each Sunday morning on 98.7 FM, also WGNZ AM 1110, also FM 104.3, or online by streaming at either thesoulofdayton.com or WGNZ.com. Friends, since the start of this program, the emphasis has not changed. It is to teach only that which is authorized by God in the Bible. If you have a question about anything that is taught during our broadcast, please write to us so that we can supply a Bible answer to your Bible question. You may write to us at Landmarks for Living, care of the Needmore Road Church of Christ, 2211 Needmore Road, Dayton, Ohio, 45414, or you may email me at dr.rdmelson@nmrcoc.com. Love, the Bible is the only approved standard for authority today in all matters of morality, ethics, and religion, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13. Therefore, do not move nor remove the divine landmarks. We dare not step outside the sphere of divine authority and then try to pretend that we are walking by faith, for faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Keep this in mind. The way we treat the scriptures, the Bible, God's word, is the way we treat the Lord. Dayton, are you listening? I hope that you've learned from our earlier studies that the scriptures are the complete, sufficient, error-free source of truth. As such, Jehovah issued forth warnings in both the Old and the New Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2 in the Old Testament, and Revelation chapter 22 verses 18 and 19 in the New Testament. God's word is all the truth necessary for the genuine spiritual life. And it completely meets all the spiritual needs of mankind. Dayton, are you listening? We have been talking about, over the last several weeks, the subject about listening and taking heed how you hear and what you hear. We want to continue pursuing this. Open up your Bibles to the 13th chapter of Matthew. And we will read, as for our foundation, starting in chapter 13 at verse 10 through verse 15. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." Verse 14, "And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the heart of this people has grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart and turn, so that I should heal them.'" Jesus, as he spoke to the disciples of the 12, he and the other multitudes that were there went back, and he said, "Here's what the prophet Isaiah had said." And so it's important for us to take just a moment to look at the background of what our Lord is saying here in this great parable, as he talks them about, and the disciples want to know, why are you teaching to them in parables? A parable is this truth, it's this illustration, and it means to cast alongside. And so we go back to the book of Isaiah, specifically Isaiah chapter 6, and we observe at this time that the attitude of God's people, of the Jews, to whom Isaiah is speaking to and writing to, their attitude toward what had been preached to them settled into total rebellion against God. You know, it's an important principle that we need to understand and face this reality even today, and that one cannot continue to reject God's will without rebelling against God himself. You know, consider as Jonah fled from doing God's will, he found that he was fleeing from God. The Lord's words will either melt our hearts into obedience or cement them in rebellion against him. You know, Jesus said that there is only two ways. Either you are with him or you are against him. Either we obey or we disobey. As we consider and think about from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 8 through 10, we observe that the Jews, the journey that these people took, did not have a happy ending. The doors of their hearts were closed tightly against God's divine truth. The Jews had made the worst mistake anyone can make. They had sealed up their hearts so that they could not say to them, they had sealed up their hearts against God so that God could not say to them what they desperately needed to hear. Someone has well said, "There are none so blind as those who refuse to see, and there are none so deaf as those who refuse to hear." When one reaches this type of blindness and deafness, he has shut himself off from life eternal. And this is the backdrop to what we observe now in Matthew chapter 13, and specifically verse number 15. Remember, Jesus said there, The heart of this people has grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart and turn, so that I should heal them. There are some reasons that individuals don't hear. One of the key reasons that individuals do not hear what God is saying is simply some people don't hear because of a lack of spiritual interest. You know, people become too busy with the affairs of this world to pause and listen to what Almighty God has to say. In the parable of the sower, Jesus likened the seed which fell among the thorns to those who hear the word, but then allow the cares and riches of this world to choke out the word. In verse number 22 of Matthew chapter 13, Jesus says, "Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." Now we know when he's talking about the seed, Luke chapter 8 verse 11 says, "Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God." Jesus warned those of his own age in Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 21. He reminded them and he reminds us of this fundamental and important principle. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Concerning the needs of the world, Jesus said to the multitude in the Sermon on the Mount, "For after all these things do the Gentiles seek." But he reminded there in Matthew 6, 32 and 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Many do not hear God's word because they are too busy and too concerned with daily activities to stop and listen. Too many times individuals are just, there's just too much going on to listen to God's word. Dayton, are you listening? Second, we would observe that others do not hear because the adversary, Satan, through false teachers and similar means, has blinded their minds to the truth. You see, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth, reminded them of this very thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." Too many individuals refuse to hear the truth because they prefer to accept and listen to a lie. You know, sadly, the Apostle Paul also wrote later of these same people, saying that they are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7. It would be the Apostle Paul, as he earlier had written to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13, and he said, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Brethren, you know, it's not like this is anything new. The Holy Spirit was aware of what was going to transpire, what was transpiring, and God has given us information. He has given us the knowledge that we need so that we can be aware of these things. Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which those who are untaught and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. Each one of us in the Lord's church needs to be on guard. And also, we need to guard our spiritual integrity, lest we allow our own prejudice and preconceived ideas to blind us to the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we must make sure that we remain open to God's word and allowing God's word, as we study it, to dwell richly in our hearts, and we will make correction as necessary. But third, there are those who simply refuse to hear. That's right. There are those who simply refuse to hear God's word. Now, that's not new. There were those in the first century who had this disposition of heart. You remember, as Stephen preached this great sermon on God's plan of redemption, and how God, and Stephen recounted the history of the nation of Israel, Luke records that those individuals who heard Stephen preaching, when Stephen came to a certain point in his lesson, when Stephen pointed out to these individuals, here is the application of what I am saying. And in verse 51 of Acts 7, he says, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in hearts and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. And after he made this point, and he drove home the point that it was that they were refusing to hear. In Acts 7, verse 57 and 58, Luke records, then they cried out. This is the group that Stephen is preaching to. They cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And so this was the attitude of those to whom our Lord spoke in the opening text of Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 13. This is the these individuals that Jesus spoke of. He says, therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. It was the attitude held by Israel toward the preaching done by Moses. You know, in Acts chapter 7 and verse number 39, this is what Stephen says by inspiration. Stephen says, whom our fathers would not obey, but rejected, and in their hearts they turned back to Egypt. Well, did the Apostle Peter warn of the danger when a person, especially those who are those who are in the church, who then cease from hearing God's word, who refuse to hear? 2 Peter chapter 2, Verse 22, but it has happened to them according to the true proverb. A dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. May we plead with our Lord, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Luke chapter 8 and verse number 11. Dayton, are you listening? Finally, thankfully, there are those who, with honest and good hearts, hear the gospel call and are receptive to it. We read in the parallel account in Luke chapter 8 and verse 15, but on that good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. Luke 8 and verse 15. These are the ones to whom the Lord has said, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asks receives, and he that seeks finds. To him that knocks it shall be opened. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 9. You know, God wants us to have a heart that is open and receptive to the hearing of God's word. Now, let me repeat and make these observations for you. I think it's important that we keep this in mind. We have individuals who don't hear because of a lack of spiritual interest. There are some who are more concerned about the things of the world than they are about the things of God. It reminds me of what Jesus said to Peter at one point before he was crucified. Jesus pointed out that he would have to go to Jerusalem, suffer many things by the hands of the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes, and be crucified, and then be buried and be raised the third day according to scriptures. Peter said, far be it from you, Lord, that this should happen to you. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. And Jesus responded to him by saying, get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but of the things of men. In essence, he said, look, Peter, you're not thinking with a spiritual mindset. You are following the way of the world. And if I do not die, you can't have life. You see, there are some people who don't hear because of a lack of spiritual interest. Remember, others don't hear because Satan, through false teachers and similar means, has blinded their minds to the truth. Satan is busy trying to blind people so that they cannot see the truth. It is worse than having your eyes dilated and walking out into the bright sunlight you can't see. This is what the adversary does to people, blinds us so that we cannot see the truth. We have to be aware that there are false teachers in the world, and we must test their message to see if it is indeed from God. 1 John chapter 4. A gospel preacher, a true Bible class teacher of God's word, is not afraid of someone examining their message in the light of God's word. And that's why we talk about every Sunday morning when we start our program that this is, you know, landmarks for living. We don't move the divine landmarks. God has set those. We haven't. And we tell everyone to search the scriptures daily, Acts 17 and verse 11, to make sure that the things that we are saying are indeed so. Third, as we pointed out, then there are those who just refuse to hear. These individuals who just stop up their ears, as they did with the preaching when Stephen was preaching, there are those who have had their conscience seared as with a hot iron, and they just refuse to hear God's word. And that's a sad condition. It is a sad commentary when individuals are willing to turn away from the hearing of God's word to be fed by the words of the world. And that's a sad commentary on the individual. And when we have so many of our neighbors and people that we know who are more interested in hearing the world, in hearing false teachers, as opposed to the hearing of the truth, it is sad. But as we said, thankfully, there are those who, with honest hearts, hear the gospel and are receptive to it. It is as those on the day of Pentecost who gladly receive the word. And we're just so thankful that there are those who are willing to be, who will gladly receive God's word. Because it is imperative for an individual to want to hear the message of righteousness. And so may we always thank God and rejoice in those who are willing to hear. We hope that you are one of those individuals today that's willing to hear. Dayton, are you listening? Beloved, it does matter what you think. Beloved, it does matter how you think. God is the one who has prepared before the foundation of the world and who has revealed to us his plan of salvation, his plan of redemption, his plan of reconciliation. It requires faith. One must believe that God is a rewarder of him who diligently seek him. It requires repentance. That's a change of mind that's realized by a change in action. It requires acknowledgement, confession of faith. And then it requires to surrender yourself to water immersion for the forgiveness of your sins. If we can assist you in responding to God's message of hope, please let us know how we can help you to complete your obedience.